This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Plans to improve sections of Pueblo's historic Union Avenue and Main Street are moving forward. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports the work is likely to begin later this year.
The project aims to improve parking, pedestrian access, and streetscapes by creating space for outdoor restaurant seating, adding new lighting, and other functional and aesthetic upgrades. The total project is estimated to cost about $6 million, with half of that expected to come from Pueblo County's 1A fund, which voters approved in 2016. Other funding sources may include the city and Colorado Department of Local Affairs. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
While visitation at national parks fell last year, Colorado National Monument saw a jump. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel says the park had more than 435,000 visitors in 2020, nearly a 10% increase. The monument stayed open even as other parks closed to visitors during the pandemic. On the whole, national park attendance fell nearly 30% last year. Colorado's northern neighbor is easing its health and safety requirements during the pandemic. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says masks will no longer be mandatory in that state next week. He also plans to lift the rules for bars, restaurants, theaters, and gyms. Gordon cites Wyoming's declining number of COVID-19 cases and its success in distributing vaccines as reasons to end mask wearing. Montana, North Dakota, and Texas have also lifted their mask requirements. Last week, Governor Jared Polis extended Colorado's mask order. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.